This is New Orleans Public Radio News. It's 4 minutes after 4 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Carl Lengel. Louisiana authorities have identified skeletal remains found by a hunter in November as those of a man missing since 2012. The Franklin Parish Sheriff's Office confirmed on Thursday that an analysis of the remains matched the DNA of Richland Parish resident Joshua Berry. A man hunting north of Baskin discovered the bones half a mile from where Berry's truck was found a day after he was reported missing 7 years ago. The Monroe News Star reports the 35-year-old's car was found abandoned in the woods 13 miles from his home with the driver's side doors open, the keys in the ignition, and the front seat folded forward. After guiding LSU to a national title, head coach Ed Orgeron has agreed to a 6-year contract extension worth $42 million. The new agreement comes on the heels of the Tigers' 15-0 national championship season. It concluded earlier this month with a 42-25 victory over Clemson in the national title game in New Orleans. The 58-year-old Orgeron was the consensus 2019 National Coach of the Year. He has led LSU to a 49 mark since initially taking over on an interim basis in 2016. The contract remains subject to approval by the Board of Supervisors. Tiger Rag editor Ron Higgins says Orgeron is now among the top 10 highest-paid coaches in college football.
As an interim, and his first contract was extremely low for a head coach, but he made the sacrifice because he wanted to pay his assistant coaches a lot of money. But he's proven his worth.
The New Orleans Saints are going to court to keep the public from seeing hundreds of emails that allegedly show team executives doing public relations damage control for the area's Roman Catholic Archdiocese to help it contain the fallout from a burgeoning sexual abuse crisis. Saints attorneys dispute any suggestion that the team helped cover up crimes and say the documents were intended to be private.
There are definitely reasons to believe that Jaquarius' murder was motivated, at least in part, by animus against him as a young gay man, as a young gay black man in particular.
This is New Orleans Public Radio News. I'm Carl Lengel.